Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. If someone were to ask me if a medical student could go observe a surgery on Shabbos, or perhaps someone who's learning the trade of weaving or sewing, if you could go observe someone, a tailor, or someone, a weaver, on Shabbos to do malacha, my initial reaction would be it's aser. Or if a person's learning how to write calligraphy and to go observe a sofer working on Shabbos, writing on Shabbos, my first answer would be it's aser. But interestingly, the Trumas HaDeshin brings a raya from this, today's daf, from Tadaf, Daf Kuf Gimel. He brings a proof that one is allowed to observe a person doing a trade. So what's the raya? What's the Trumas HaDeshin? So the Trumas HaDeshin is talking about, are you allowed to write in air, practice writing in mid-air? Is that permitted? And he says, of course it's permitted, because in Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah from Kuf Beis, where the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, a person is allowed to bang a hammer on an anvil. What's the purpose? What's the point of that? And so the Gemara says, initially, it's in order for him to train his hand. Shema'amen es yodo, so he can have his hand move in the proper direction, have the mechanics. So he's just kind of practicing. It's like practicing a baseball swing, practicing a hockey shot, practicing throwing a ball, all in midair, without any ball or anything, just practicing the motions of practicing the mechanics. And the Gemara says, that's aser? If that's the case, you're telling me, El Miata, Chaza, Umnasa, Bishabasa, Vagamar. If a person observes an Umanus, he's observing a trade on Shabbos, and he learns it at the same time, Nami Mechayiv, that would be Chayiv? Certainly not. And the Gemara explains differently. So when it says, when he observes a trade, that's not Chayiv. So what is it? Is it Mutter, or is it Pater Val Aser? So Trumas HaDeshin initially says that maybe it's Pater Val Aser, but then he concludes at the end of his tshuva in Siman Samen Gimel, that's Mutter. It's Mutter Lagame for a person to observe someone else doing a trade so he could learn. So this is actually brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch is commenting that a person is not allowed to write in sand, or he can't write in ashes or dirt, but you're allowed to write in mid-air. That's permitted. And the Mishnah Berurah says, not only could you practice your motions and practice your mechanics in the middle of the air without doing an actual malacha, but the Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin demutter liros umanus b'shabbos. You're also able to observe a practice on Shabbos, af agav shemalam, even though you're learning from it. And the Mishnah Berurah makes his own qualification, however, dafka b'akrai, shenizdamilo liros, only if it happens to be. You can't go out of your way to go observe a trade. But let's say you're walking the street, you happen to see a guy at the corner, he's weaving, he's sewing, he's writing calligraphy, and you happen to chant upon that, then one would be allowed to. But if a person goes out of his way to go observe the trade, that the Mishnah Berurah would feel it's inappropriate, and perhaps say zilzul Shabbos uvda dechol. And he writes at the end, aval leilech b'Shabbos b'kivun. The person goes with intent, the base haovid gilulim, to go to a house of a non-Jew who's doing work, or to a store on Shabbos bishvil zeh, that's aser mishum mimso chavtzecha. You can only be doing things that chavtze shemayim and not one's own personal benefit. However, the one exception is, as Rishon Lezalman, the person's going to observe a surgery. A surgery whereby it's pikuach nefesh, so he's learning the trade of something that's permitted on Shabbos in general because of pikuach nefesh. Rishon Lezalman Orbach says that would be an instance where a person can go out of his way to observe on Shabbos.